Just a few months after taking office, Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick is scaling back his work schedule. He wants to spend time with his wife, who is suffering from depression. Patrick's landslide victory made him the nation's second elected black governor, and he was widely regarded as a rising star. After some early missteps and news of his lower profile, even Patrick's supporters are wondering how well he can recover. NPR's Tovia Smith reports.
Deval Patrick is a guy who gets symbolism. He knew exactly what he was doing when he moved his inauguration out of the state house onto the streets and took his oath on a Bible once owned by slaves. And he knew just what it meant when he removed the velvet ropes in front of the governor's office and made the elevator, once reserved for the governor, now open to the public. So why, people are asking, did he not get that it was a bad idea for this self-proclaimed populist to trade in the governor's Ford Crown Victoria for a Cadillac DeVille, or to buy $10,000 drapes and fancy new furniture for his office?
It's like he's got a free meal ticket to do whatever he wants. Where does he think he's coming from?
Even Democrats who supported Patrick, like this Boston contractor Howard Siegel, are now questioning the governor, who's been dubbed by the tabloids as Cadillac DeVal. Siegel says Patrick's expensive taste is especially hard to swallow, as he's calling for across-the-board budget cuts and new taxes to close a looming deficit.
I thought he was going to be a more stand-up guy for the middle class and under, and I'd like to see him unzip his own pockets and spend his own money.
After days of defending what he'd done, Patrick finally apologized and agreed he would pay for the curtains and part of the Cadillac himself. But then came his biggest blunder that raised more serious ethical questions. The governor called a top executive at Citigroup, which does business regulated by the state in Massachusetts. He was urging financial help for a company he used to work for, AmeriQuest Mortgage. Patrick initially defended the call, and then for the second time in as many weeks, he was apologizing.
I will make mistakes, but don't give up on me, because I don't intend to give up on the people of Massachusetts.
Republicans have asked the State Ethics Commission to investigate, and even supporters are having a hard time explaining how Patrick could have got this one so wrong.
I know Deval is somebody of high integrity, and maybe on this one his antenna missed it.
Ted Shaw, an old friend and colleague who's with the NAACP Legal Defense Fund, chalks it up to Patrick still getting used to the particular rules and scrutiny of public service.
I mean, he was in corporate America. You know, he was used to getting things done and, you know, doing deals, et cetera, and that's a different role and a different way of doing business.
Patrick is not saying whether his high-profile stumbles are related to his wife's depression. Many have applauded the governor for what they say is his courage to go public and bring attention to a difficult personal issue. And many have eased up on their criticism. But it is perhaps a measure of the cynicism Patrick now faces that others, like anti-tax advocate Barbara Anderson, are actually suggesting he may be using his wife's condition as a ploy.
You know, you certainly, it isn't hard to imagine him saying, oh, maybe I'll get some sympathy because all I'm doing is being attacked here, and let's try this. I wouldn't put it past him.
For his part, Patrick is trying to remain even-keeled, gritting hard at press conferences these days as he insists he is still in charge, even though he's passing off some of his weekend duties to the lieutenant governor. Today, Patrick announced he's appointed two new experienced political hands to help guide his administration. Supporters say it won't be long before he rebounds. Democratic consultant Michael Goldman says the governor's mistakes are typical of newly elected officials, especially those who ran, as Patrick did, as outsiders rather than professional politicians. By definition, Goldman says, they have a lot to learn.
For the very reasons we made him the governor, there were going to be these bumps. It is the only business where we literally say, because you have no experience, we want you to work for us. But it's not so easy.
Goldman's advice to Patrick? Use a little humor. As luck would have it, this weekend is Massachusetts' annual St. Patrick's Day breakfast and political roast.
This is a great opportunity for him to say, I'm not deaf, I'm not dumb, I know you think I don't get it, but I do.
Patrick may already be taking the advice. He smiled as he told reporters yesterday that the breakfast is one weekend event he won't be canceling.
Well, like I've told some of you, I'm going because I expect to be on the menu.
Tovia Smith, NPR News, Boston.